Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. Today I'm going to talk to you about how to save money with your e-commerce business and life in general. So this section has four different parts to it. This episode will talk about cutting expenses, raising your revenue, parlaying your profits, and investing for the future. So first section, cutting expenses. The biggest tip I can give you is to only use the services you absolutely need to run your e-commerce store, and then experiment with other services within their free trial. So don't just go out and spend a bunch of money on different services. Just plan things out accordingly so that you only have to use the free trial of services you haven't used before, so you can kind of get a feel for them. And then use your calendar app on your iPhone or your smartphone and set a reminder for a day or two before the trial expires so that you can actually go cancel that trial if you don't want to use that service anymore. All right, so only using the services you need that charge recurring monthly revenues will lower your monthly expenses quite a bit. And keeping track of those monthly expenses is really important. And even though that may not be the biggest thing in your e-commerce business, it certainly does add up every month. All right, the next tip I can give you for cutting expenses for your e-commerce business is to only to focus solely on building your SEO and backlinks and email list throughout the first 6 months to a year of your business, so that you can pay a lot less for paid traffic after 6 months to a year. Because when you first get started, you're going to have to pay for traffic in order to get people to your product listings. But after 6 months to a year of business running, if you have done your work with the SEO and gotten lots of backlinks to product pages and to blog posts, and you've gotten an email list built up, over thousands of people, then you can continue to market those people in different ways and get them to buy more things from you, and you can get them to share your website on their social media platform and get you more email signups and things like that. So we'll go into that kind of stuff more in depth on other podcast episodes, but just know that for sure, working on SEO, backlinks, and an email list from the beginning will save you a lot of money on paid traffic in the long run. All right. So now that we've gone over how to cut expenses, let's go into how to raise your revenue, because obviously how to save money, well, you can't really save money if you're not making money, right? So let's talk about how to make more money. You can raise your average order value by offering upsells and cross-sells on your e-commerce site. So basically the best way to do that is to find out what other products that are related to the products you're selling that are useful to the customer. It's things that they might actually want to buy, and offer to them either in the product page or in the cart page, so that they will get them along with the product that they buy. Another great way to do this is by email after the sale. So in case they didn't choose it in the cart and they change their mind later, they'll still get an email from you that says, hey, check out this other product too, and you might want to get this with it. It's not too late to add this onto your order, free shipping, and here's a discount coupon code or something like that to get them to buy it then. Expires tonight or something. So upsells and cross-sells are a great idea, because this stuff will raise your average order value per cart, and it'll make your customers happier because they know that you really care about them. You are getting them everything they need, and you're making their lives easier so they don't have to search that stuff out themselves. All right, and the next way you can raise the revenue for your e-commerce store is to offer affiliate products via your blog posts and email marketing, and maybe even doing videos and stuff like that of the reviews of the affiliate products that you want to offer. So just think of any product or service that goes along with your dropship store, e-commerce store, and even products or services that are offered by suppliers that don't offer dropshipping accounts but do sell on Amazon. You can do blog posts or videos specifically to review those products, and you can get traffic from SEO and stuff like that, and organic rankings, and then you can make affiliate commissions that way too. So it's really cool. So you can actually combine that. All right, then the last thing for raising your revenue I'd suggest doing is actually experiment with sales triggers to get more sales. So this goes along with conversion rate optimization. I have a different podcast on that. You can check it out. Definitely play around with all those different sales triggers like urgency and scarcity and social proof and things like that. That'll help close more sales, raise your conversion rate, and you'll make a lot more money every month. All right, so once you've cut your expenses and figured out how to raise your revenue quite a bit, then you should have some more profits you can play with. And what I always suggest doing is reinvesting or parlaying your profits so that you can build your company even bigger. That's the number one thing you should do as an e-commerce entrepreneur, as any kind of entrepreneur should be doing. And you can look at companies like Amazon.com who have done this and become very successful and large because of it. The first thing you can do is hire virtual assistants to take over your daily work so you can spend your time building new projects or building your site out and stuff like that. So, daily tasks can include customer service and sales, can include writing content for your website, can include adding products, can include link building and all these other things. So definitely hire VAs. I would recommend checking out onlinejobs.ph. And to hire a VA to train them, all you need to do is just film a video of yourself doing your task once or twice or three times, and then they'll do it from there. And a video is the best way to train a Filipino VA. And then if you have a Filipino VA writing content for you, I would highly recommend using the tool called Grammarly. Grammarly.com, I believe. It's a grammar checking tool. And so they write very good content, but sometimes their grammar is just a little bit off. And Grammarly will fix their grammar for you. So it works really well. All right, and the second way to parlay profits is actually hire virtual assistants to build your content library via blog posts and videos to drive warm traffic to your site and raise your conversion rate. So this goes along with what I was just saying, but generally speaking, VAs can do that work for you. If it's a niche that you don't exactly know a ton about, this is a great way to keep it going, you know, and every single piece of content is a salesman for you. It's a sales funnel. So just consider every video, every blog post, every product page is a little sales funnel for you. And you should guide that traffic to your product pages and optimize your product pages so you can close those sales. All right, and the last part that I want to tell you about how to parlay your profits is actually to start new e-commerce businesses, because you know you don't just have to stick with one. I think you should stick with one until it's finished and until you have as much content as you possibly can and backlinks and SEO and stuff like that. But you should definitely move on and start new e-commerce stores once you figure out how to outsource and stuff like that. So if you have a little bit of extra time or you have a few weeks, you know, the best thing about being an entrepreneur is that you can choose to do what you want with your time. So you can go travel, you can go relax, you can take a vacation. But a lot of us, you know, we want to do more stuff. So build a new e-commerce store and do it all over again. Hire another VA for that store. And, you know, and the best way to do this, of course, is use a project management tool like, you know, a spreadsheet or Asana or one of these other project management apps like Trello. Just to manage your projects and know like what step you want to do next and you know what steps you need to take care of and stuff like that. And the best way to do this is just literally duplicate your other e-commerce site in the new niche with a new set of products. But yeah, make the same pages, you know, same kind of blog posts but related to your new niche, product categories but related to your new niche, obviously, and just kind of, you know, make things sort of similar because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's the same thing. You can do the same sort of dropship e-commerce store with different niches. You can also explore new business models. You can parlay your profits into learning and investing in your education. So you can learn new business models, models like affiliate marketing, solely affiliate marketing, doing maybe email marketing and stuff like that, and sales funnels just for affiliate products. You can build your own online courses and sell those online courses on Udemy or on your own platform like ClickFunnels. You can get into other things like stock trading or Bitcoin, or you can get into real estate investing. You can do an app. You can do a software as a service company. You can just sell services. You can be a consulting firm or something like that. So there's a million other ways, you know, you can build new businesses, and that's a great way to parlay profits is to reinvest in your education and reinvest in building a new business that's maybe even more along the lines of what you want to do in your life. Like maybe if you're looking for more passive income so you can travel more, you can make a more passive income business model like an affiliate site or an online course, and you know, you could set all that stuff up. Or you could, if you want to, you know, make way more money, if your goal is to scale into, you know, six figures, seven figures a year in income, then you can, you know, work in that direction and work towards building out an information product business and go with ClickFunnels or something like that. All right, and then, you know, the last thing, of course, is to actually invest in your future. So you're parlaying profits, but you want to also invest in for your retirement. And of course, with e-commerce, you kind of are, in a sense, retiring early, but still you do have to work and you want to work because you're an entrepreneur. Retirement is different these days than it used to be, but still, it's good to have some sort of a fund built up so that you can draw from that in the future. So I recommend saving your money, usually investing around 10% of your net earnings into some sort of retirement account, like an IRA or a SEP IRA, or a Roth IRA is a really good idea. Roth IRA is the account where you put money in after taxes, and then when you take it out, it's not taxable by the IRS, whereas a regular IRA works the opposite direction. When you put money in, you can deduct it from your taxable revenue, but they will take taxes out when you do withdraw later on in life, in your 60s. A SEP IRA is a different type of IRA. It's a self-employment IRA, and it works a little bit differently. Definitely consult your tax professional before you go about investing in something like this. Don't just take my word for it. All right, and then another great way to invest for your future if you plan on having children is actually save money for your kids' college fund. Remember, my dad did this back when he was younger, and he also took inheritance he got from when his parents passed away and put it into our college fund. So My sister used up 90% of that college fund, and she got 2 degrees, and it was great. And then I went to community college, but my dad was, you know, out of the college fund, was able to pay for all my books and even support me with room and with rent and you know, meals and stuff like that while I was going to community college. So I was really grateful for that. So if you're gonna have kids, I definitely recommend doing that, because it makes their life a lot easier, and it helps them focus more of their time and effort on learning instead of just working a day job at that time in their life. And then, of course, if you're in that point where maybe like you're kind of in your 20s or 30s and you want to have a home and build a home, it's time to start saving for one. So save money for a down payment on a house. And the best way to do that is just put it away in a high-yield savings account. And you can search online for the best high-yield savings accounts. And, you know, they usually issue around 1%. And you save 10% in that every month. And who knows, over, you know, a few years' time, you might have enough for a down payment on a house, especially if you have a good windfall or you sell your business. So definitely recommend going those directions, guys. So let's just recap the episode. It talked about cutting expenses first, and then raising revenue, and then parlaying those profits and investing for the future. So again, cutting the expenses was only using the services you absolutely need and working on the SEO backlinks and email lists so you can drive, so you can own the traffic and drive more traffic back to your website for free instead of paying for traffic all the time. Raise your revenue by raising your average order value, offering affiliate products, and experimenting with sales triggers to get more sales. Parlay those profits by hiring virtual assistants to take over your daily work, and by creating content for your e-commerce site, and by starting new e-commerce stores or new businesses. And then invest in your future by saving your money in a IRA, Roth IRA, saving money for your kids' college fund, or putting money down for a house. I hope this podcast was helpful to hear you guys, and definitely leave your feedback. Join the Facebook group, and go just type e-commerce paradise into Facebook. You'll find it. And yeah, definitely go check out the website, ecommerceparadise.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just type e-commerce paradise into YouTube. Have a good day.